look up and like, I'm in this hole. And this hole sucks.
How did I get here? Why am I holding a shovel?
Why am I still in this hole? It would be nice to see him occasionally like have some joy in the job. But I guess you got to start winning to do that.
Getting the number one pick again and being happy would be really nice.
Purity of heart, quality of spirit.
Well, whatever you want across your chest.
Maybe that's why he needs Jim Boylan around.
Maybe Jim's like the spiritual guru.
Because Jim is so positive. Like, no matter what.
But he's so weird.
But maybe
the guy was positive about a mutiny. Of course he's positive.
That was a good thing.
We did it, guys. We cut the mutiny. We did it.
The guy could be positive about a mine shaft explosion, right?
We knew it was coming, so well, we could be really happy about this.
He's also really...
Did you see the way these guys threw people off the boat? What a mutiny.
Jim Boylan's buying Boeing stock. He's very, very happy about the whole nosedive setting on the 737s. He's taking that as a positive. You can build from that.
It's maybe that's what it is. Because, like, imagine, like, looking at Gar Forman every day. Because there's another guy who seems to be joyless. And then you're PAX, and you're like, where am I going to get some happy from? Where? Yeah. I mean, you weren't going to get it with Tibbs, right? Like, that whole time, you weren't going to get that.
No, there's no
happiness there. He's a Dementor.
So you're thinking it'd be Fred, but Fred's kind of, you know, low key, low energy guy.
Yeah, but Fred's got that vibe
for medical reasons.
Yeah, but Fred's cool though.
No, Fred
Doctor's
is cool.
Doctor's orders.
But maybe that's what this is. Maybe Jim Boylan brings joy into that building and positivity. Maybe
he needs to bring more things.
Yeah, that's not enough things.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, this whole season, it's been a treadmill to nowhere.
Yeah, I would say that is correct.
This is it. The season ends, and
hey, maybe the Bulls will get a little Blackhawks love, and then they move up in the draft lottery, and boom, steak dinner.
Was it weird for me to have the thought, it's like, welp, there's the Chicago draft lottery luck.
They're out now?
And
that's it.
There's a finite. It makes no logical sense. I understand that, but I can't lie to you that a part of me was like, it was for them.
So they're going to take away a pick.
They're going to pick ninth now, even though they're not allowed.
The NBA has decided that the Bulls will get no pick this year. Yeah. Wait, what?
Sorry, I don't know what to tell you. It's
not
just the
happening.
Way it came out.
Nope, you're going to get the guy from Texas Tech. And that's going to be that. Here comes Culver.
That's what I told Tone yesterday, that he better take a long look at Jared Culver because he's going to be in a Bulls uniform someday.
Yep.
Soon.
Grinding on defense.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, thank you as always.
Have fun.
Go fantastic. Bernstein and McKnight, you can hear them 9 until noon every day. We do some transition around 11:50. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Michigan, and more. Season tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Tony, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Joe, I got to ask you a question that was a bit of controversy on the show last week. Wanted to get your expert opinion on this. If I offer you a chocolate chip cookie or an oatmeal raisin cookie, which one are you going to grab?
Oh, chocolate chip.
Thank you! Yes!
Listen, the oatmeal raisin, very overrated. I know the health food junkies, whatever, but even as a kid, man, you'd never run away from chocolate, ever.
Joe, overrated, though?
Yes, they're overrated, Tony.
Oh, my God, overrated. Peanut butter.
Whoa.
Way at the top of the list. Absolutely. Peanut butter, chocolate chip. Oh, my God, you can't beat that.
Well, you're being
and just
very
pure chocolate chip. Oreos, but anything but an oatmeal raisin. Anything but.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Anything but. How about that? This hour is being brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Welcome into the show. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. here's what we have planned for you. In the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have a fun discussion, I think, about the Cubs winning on opening day as they get ready for tonight's game, question mark. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to have an NBA roundtable discussion because there was just too much stuff for us to not discuss it. So, Tony, Campy, Cody, there's a lot of E's in there. They're going to all be a part of the conversation, and we look forward to bringing you in as well. The phone number is 312-644-6767. You can text us at 67011. You can hit me on Twitter and Instagram at Lawrence W. Holmes if you want to find me there. Campy, where can people find you on Twitter and Instagram?
At RickCamp670 on both.
Tony, where can people find you?
At TonyGill670 on both.
We don't have any guests scheduled today other than the guys that are coming in the room, but if we did have guests, they would join us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. We start this day like we start all days with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
We actually have a lot going on in the city to discuss today as far as news stories that I think are important to you. The White Sox will be where we start, and I'm not sure if we're going to spend any more time talking about them today. The pitching for the Sox has just been horrendous. They lost to the Rays 10-5, and there were a whole bunch of home runs.
There goes Adames. That ball's catapulted to right center field a long way. Garcia is at the wall. That one leaves. And Austin Meadows has a two-run homer. He gives Tampa Bay a 4-0 lead in the second for the second straight day. 3-2 pitch, tag left center field. Garcia with a long run to the alleyway. He's at the wall. He reaches toward the wall. And that ball is up and over and gone for Lau.
And hold up. You mean to tell me that Avi Garcia got loose and hit a home run?
3-2, hit well center field. Garcia back on it at the warning track and the wall. That is gone. Avi Garcia takes it out and doubles the lead for Tampa Bay.
White Sox pitching has been so bad. 46 walks. Starters in the last three games have only been able to cover 10 and a third innings. It's been ugly so far. Moving on to our next story. The Blackhawks get the number 3 pick at the NHL draft lottery, and there are people around hockey that are big mad about it because it's, and you saw the smile on Stan Bowman's face when it happened. He's like, yeah, not the 12th pick, the third. And of course, people are mad, like, the Blackhawks get everything except the playoffs the last 2 years. Moving on, Cubs are going to try and play tonight against Pittsburgh. The forecast doesn't look good, although the last thing that I saw said 40s and like the rain and snow are going to clear up, so we shall see. No game yesterday that gave the Cubs more time to evaluate what's going on with John Lester. Nothing is official yet. There are reports that he will go on the IL. And when I talked with Joe Maddon yesterday about what happens if Lester is on the IL, this is what he told me.
We have to figure out how we're going to work it from there. Monty's on the DL right now, so you have to wait on him. I think Tyler Chatwood's been throwing the ball well. And again, I don't even know if the guys upstairs have other thoughts regarding this. First, you just have to determine exactly what you got. Of course, he's going to miss a start. Coming out of the game yesterday, Johnny's going to miss at least one, and it's probably maybe even two starts he may. So you have to start developing plan B. We'll start developing plan B, and we have different options.
Oh, by the way, the Cubs got themselves some help last night, not in them signing anyone or anything like that, just in someone beating the Brewers, and that was the Angels who did it. And an old friend was a big part of the reason why the Angels won.
Runners again take off, 3-2, and Estella shoots one down the right field line toward the corner. If it's far, it's gone. Gone! Big fly for Tommy Estella. Back-to-back nights for the little engine that could. 6-0 Halos. Estella hits one out to center field. Lorenzo Cain moving back on this one. On the track. At the wall. Gone! Tommy Tutone has done it again. Big fly as the Angels lead is 7-5. Who is this guy? What have you done with Tommy La Stella? Tommy La Stella!
Tommy La Stella, sleeper agent.
Tommy La Stella!
You better believe it. That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports West as the Angels beat the Brewers 11-8. There's basketball that we need to talk about too. A lot of stuff going on in the NBA. Let's start with the Bulls though. The Bulls finished the season up 96-86 loss. Jim Boylan had thoughts about the season. What's the matter? Your guy Jim Boylan didn't want to talk? It's okay. We can move on. Look, trust.
You
we don't
to call him Tone for him to react to it.
Oh, my bad. I didn't. I said Tony instead of Tone. Here's Jim Boylan on what the season felt like.
I feel for the fans. I'm disappointed for the fans that we didn't play better at home, and we got to fix that. And what I talked to the team about is we got to honor our home court better next year. And that was yesterday after team pitcher, which is the first time we've taken the team pitcher on the floor out here. We took it on the main floor because I thought it was important to do that.
Okay, that's great. We'll hear more from him coming up in just a little bit. Meanwhile, all around the NBA, there was stuff happening. You have Dwayne Wade retiring.
He banked in another one. It's all coming together.
He's got 30 points. We said earlier, this was a game you would not want to see end. We're going to stick to that conclusion.
Yeah, Wade had 30 points in his last game. Guess who else had 30 points? The man formerly known as Dirk Nowitzki.
It's a breathing room for Dallas and a chance for Dirk to shine here at the end. Mouse in the house and the trap closes.
How about this? Dirk was dunking on people last night. Kind of. I've never seen a 7-footer look so injured while just dunking as Dirk looked last night. But they had a lot of people there. Scottie Pippen was there. Charles Barkley. They were all celebrating the career of Dirk Nowitzki. And it should be celebrated because he's had a really wonderful career and has been a great ambassador for the game internationally. So all of that stuff is going on. And then out of nowhere, Magic Johnson drops this bombshell on all of us.
So today, I'm going to step down as president. And I think I don't want to, her and I have such an amazing relationship. And I think that she gave me full power to do what I wanted to do. But I think that with her and I want to always preserve our relationship and love her. And then I think that I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody.
Well, now he can go back to doing that because he is no longer president of basketball operations for your Los Angeles Lakers. That place is in straight up shambles. So that is the rundown for Wednesday, April 10th. And we do need to talk a little bit more about what happened in the NBA last night. Like, to me, and I'm going to bring in the guys that are more into the NBA than I am, the guys that actually cover it, like Tony and Campy and Cody Westerlund. They're going to be in here in studio with me in the next segment. Yeah, and for the people that are texting in, yes, Jamal Crawford with 51 last night, and that's the fourth different team he's done that with. We'll discuss his career. Don't you worry. We're not giving him we're not shorting his accomplishment. Just there were bigger things that happened last night in the NBA. The Lakers thing to me is it's like one of those things. I thought that there was a good parallel with UCLA yesterday. It's like, oh, we're UCLA. We're a heritage program. Ladies and gentlemen, your new coach at UCLA, Mick Cronin. That's what yesterday felt like for the Lakers, too. It's like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to quit. And not only am I going to quit, I'm not even going to tell my boss that I'm quitting. I'm just going to quit. And then she's going to see it on television. There was a whole civil war that went on for the ownership of the Lakers that Jeannie Buss won. Rightfully, she won. She is the person that should be the controlling owner of the Lakers. She's the person that cares the most about it. And quite honestly, she's probably the smartest basketball person that they have in that operation. Well, she's got her work cut out for her now. Now you have to figure out who's going to be in charge of this thing. A texter suggests LeVar Ball. My guess is no on that. You brought LeBron in here, and now you got to get him some damn help. And you thought the help would be coming from Magic, but Magic was like, I'm Magic, and I like being Magic. And when I do this job, I'm Irvin, and I don't like being Irvin. So I'm going to go back to being Magic. The whole thing is just messy. So here's what we're going to do. Along with talking about the Bulls, we're going to talk about the NBA at large. Tony's going to join me. Rick Camp's going to join me. Cody Westerlund's going to join me. We're going to do that after a timeout. So if you like good old basketball conversation, get ready because you're going to get a big dose of it coming up next here on The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With quality parts and know-how, Napa Auto Parts can help keep your car on the road. Magic Johnson stepped down as president of the Los Angeles Lakers Tuesday, saying he wanted to get back to being himself. In English, that means he was tired of people criticizing him. Let's remember that in his 59 years, Johnson's almost never heard a discouraging word. He's one of basketball's greatest players and has had huge success as a businessman off the court since his retirement. When he announced he was HIV positive in 1991, the support he received was overwhelming. But running one of the NBA's most famous franchises comes with a mandate. Win. The Lakers had missed the playoffs four seasons in a row when Magic took over 2 years ago. Now the streak is at six after a 37-45 season, even after bringing LeBron James to LA. Lakers are in chaos, but it's no longer Magic's problem. I'm John Feinstein. CBS Sports
Radio. Now,
oh, come on, phone.
What's wrong?
Sprintern. This smartphone is not smart.
Then switch to Sprint and get a brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $15 a month.
$15 a month? Now that sounds smart.
Switch to Sprint and get the brilliant iPhone XR lease for only $15 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after $16.25 per month credit. Apply within two bills. Requires 18-month lease. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's the hottest invitation in town, the anniversary sale at JCPenney. This Thursday through Sunday, find your new favorite floral dresses, maxis, and more, with select women's dresses now 40% off. Plus, come in early Saturday for your chance to get a $10, $20, or $50 coupon while supplies last. A sale like this only happens once a year. So head into JCPenney and let's celebrate. Coupon valid 4/13. Offers valid 4/11 to 4/14. Giveaway available in stores only while supplies last. Must be 18 years or older. Exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually I just switched over and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
chocolates.
Rita, you're cutting out. We need your answer.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Oh, my
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast nationwide network and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side like the awesome Five Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas disease are causing a worldwide health crisis. Fortunately, here at home, we don't face the same level of threat, but we shouldn't let our guard down. Mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and Zika are impacting communities across the U.S., and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise. Whether around the world or just around the block, get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're Chicago Coach Jabber. Who's on that list? Who's on your list? And let's go back over the last 30 years.
All right. As far as Cubs managers are concerned, I'm gonna say Mike Quadi just because of the nicknames.
Quads?
I didn't like the
Quads
nicknames.
Quads got the benefit of the doubt.
And Dale Swain was pretty awful.
Ryan Dempster endorsed Mike Quadi.
I'm not blaming these guys for their managing. I think that they hired Dale Swain thinking they were getting one thing and it never materialized. And I think with Quadi, he was sort of caught in between.
And I would say
a change of
neither Quadi nor Swain are as bad as Jim Messing going back about 30 years.
But that's not modern to me. Really? I think you've gone back 91? Too far. You said 30 just to get Jim Messing in.
I did.
That's all that was.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Rolo walks down to the other end of the floor, and that's going to do it. David Fizdale and Jim Boylan giving each other a professional hug and a little conversation at midcourt. 96-86 Knicks.
Those highlights are courtesy of The Score. Chuck and Bill on the call. They had a great year doing Bulls games for us here on The Score, even though those Bulls games drove us all crazy. This segment is brought to you by Campland RV. It's Camp Land RV's huge tent event from April 5th through the 14th. Find great deals just in time for camping season. Go to CampLandRV.com for details. Camp Land RV, buying made easy, just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana. I'm Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock. I brought the crew in because we need to have some basketball discussion. Tony, obviously, is here. Cody Westerlin, who covers the Bulls for us on 670thescore.com, is in studio. Rick Camp, who has no official basketball title here at The Score, but knows quite a bit about the Bulls and the NBA. So since I had the resources here in the room to talk about things Bulls and NBA, I thought that I would use them and share them with you. That's right. All the guests are here. None of them are on the Alpamonte Ford hotline because they're sitting here inside the studio with me, except for Tony, who has to continue to run the board. Okay, gentlemen, I'd like to start here with the Bulls. And I promise we're going to mushroom cloud out into NBA discussions, considering that things are so interesting right now.
It's not a bad description of the Bulls.
It's not a bad description. But I'd love to know, what was the value, in your opinion, of this past Bulls season? Cody, I'm going to start with you.
Well, I think the Bulls found out that Chris Dunn is not their starting point guard. So I guess that's a downside, but something they found out. They needed to move forward and understand what they had there. I like the Otto Porter acquisition. So the value of adding another competent starter for several years moving forward and having some versatility. I'm struggling a little past that to find great value, though, because this was a huge setback in the rebuild from what they expected when they sat down at Media Day right before training camp opened. And really, it started with Lauri Markkanen's elbow injury that cost him 23 games and was a serious injury because it was another 20 games before he even found any form. So the value isn't what they wanted in this season. I still think the fit with Jim Boylan is awkward moving forward from an on-court tactical standpoint, and they have to address that in the offseason. They're just getting absolutely lit up behind the three-point line and taking their own three-pointers, losing that battle every night in a changing modern NBA. So the value is that hopefully they land a top three or four draft pick is what they want. And then they figured out some guys that aren't pieces of the future. And they're still going to build around Markkanen, obviously, and focus on him and adding Porter and such.
Tony, what about you? What do you think was valuable from this past bull season?
To Cody's first point, finding out Chris Dunn will not be your starting point guard was good to find out, because that was something that was, he was supposed to have been a part of the core group of guys, and now you know he's not going to be that. One thing, though, that I did find valuable was you saw the second year jump for Lauri Markkanen for a stretch after he came back from those injuries. That's something that I look for in a rookie year, a guy who had a rookie year, who had was stalled by his injury at the beginning of the season, and I was worried that, okay, I don't see the jump yet. Where's the leap that, okay, Laurie's going to be a guy? We saw that stretch in February.
But doesn't that stretch have to be longer? And I'll just say that watching him defensively, I felt like there were games where he took steps back, not steps forward.
After that stretch where you saw that leap of him scoring in double figures and having double-digit rebounds, teams started to adjust a little bit. But that's also around the time Otto Porter was starting to leave games and not play, and you saw the dip in that game, in his game, because of the lack of spacing that was allowed for Lauri. But that was good enough for me, at least going into the next season, that, okay, Lauri can do things on a consistent basis. He just needs the pieces around him to fit well enough around him. But that was good enough for me to watch.
Campy?
Yeah, those are the big points. And Markkanen showing a few more skills, at least offensively. I agree that it sure seems like he's regressed at least a little defensively. I think the overarching thing that I don't think has been productive is the coaching situation, I think, is just as murky, if not more murky, leaving the season than going into the season. Because at the beginning of the season, I think we were all kind of figuring if it's what was about to be expected, a few more wins, maybe around the same, that Hoiberg would probably be gone. And then at this point, the Bulls would be looking for a new head coach. The fact that Jim Boylan's in at the moment, and he has a, you know, not much, but a little bit of money going into next year. And it seems like the Bulls have every intention of bringing him in to at least start next season. I think that's that hurts development of players in terms of scheme. You saw it this year, especially with a guy like Wendell Carter before he got hurt. He understood his role with Hoiberg. Then when Jim Boylan comes in, especially offensively, he just looked confused. He looked good defensively, but just looked confused offensively. So if we go into a similar situation next year and there's another coaching change, whether it's in season or after the season, all these young players are going to have their third or their fourth coach in, you know, a pretty quick amount of time.
Well, let me ask you all, Tony, I'll start with you on this. Does Jim Boylan know what he's doing? Is that too loaded of a question? Let me rephrase. Yeah. Let me rephrase. What do you think of Jim Boylan's coaching of the Bulls?
Too assertive, too aggressive, not being able to communicate for stretches with this team that he's been around for a while. That was an issue. His X's and O's really were weird. They were antiquated. I don't want to say old school because people have problems with people saying that about old school, but it was. They slowed it down really, really to a crawl. I worry about that. His out of timeout plays, I worry about those. Those game-winning plays that he set up weren't great at the end of games. That's a problem for me. And I worry about that if they have the chance to go get Zion or Ja Morant. I worry about that being the teacher of that young talent.
Campy, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is the inconsistency, because it seemed like after a while, there was the period of time where it seemed to click for Boylan, where he realized what the talent was that he had, and he was trying to utilize it better in terms of schematically what they were doing. And it was before everybody got hurt and everybody was out that it seemed like he was starting to revert back to the beginning of his tenure, where it was more get the ball into Robin Lopez in the post, which he did fine doing that, but Robin Lopez is not going to be a part of the future of the Bulls. So while it might have helped you win a game or two or, you know, make the offense look a little bit better, it wasn't necessarily the best thing for the future of what this Bulls team is going to be. So I don't know. Like I look at the Eastern Conference, as I look at the standings right now, there's maybe one coaching situation in the Cavs that would be considered worse than the Bulls at this moment. Maybe if you want to nitpick whatever you think of Scotty Brooks in Washington or James Borrego in Charlotte, but the point is the Bulls are committed to start next season with one of the probably worst coaches in the NBA at the moment.
Cody, you had brought up some concerns about Boylan as a coach.
Yeah, I think what he's doing in the big picture, offensively and defensively, can make sense. Offensively, he opened up to the multi-ball handler system, which kind of paced them in February when Lauri Markkanen had a bigger month, put the ball in Zach LaVine's hands more, and put Chris Dunn out of the picture, which was probably a good idea. So I think that is modern. They don't shoot enough three-pointers. They don't emphasize that enough. I don't like the Bulls playing inside out in today's era. And I understand that Robin Lopez, you know, that's what he does best offensively if you're going to run anything through him. But like Tony said, that's antiquated. Defensively, I'm okay. I like the idea of being aggressive on screen and rolls sometimes. But the problem is Jim Boylan hasn't shown the ability to adjust enough in games. Because you watch him play the Pistons on the road, and the Pistons just light the Bulls up from three-point range because the Bulls go under all the screen rolls, which that's fine for a quarter or two, but you got to adjust in game. You can't be stubborn to the extent that you don't change. And I don't think he's displayed that ability. And I don't like his inside 2 minute plays, his inside 2 minute decisions. There was the 4 overtime game in Atlanta. And this still shocks me to this day. He had 2 timeouts left after Trae Young made a layup to tie in the closing seconds. And instead of taking a timeout and advancing the ball to half court and setting up a play to get Zach LaVine off a screen for a game-winning jumper, that's what, 35-40% chance of going in probably, he just let the Bulls inbound the ball and Zach LaVine chucked a 70-footer. That is absolutely unforgivable if you're in a big situation when you're trying to contend at a high level. So it's those things that I think Jim Boylan needs to show more progress on. So I can see the picture and vision for him. I like the communication. I think his honesty is refreshing, really, with the players. Like, someone had to tell Jabari Parker, like, look, you're not cutting it. You got to play better defense. Here's why you're not playing. You're going to sit on the bench until you do. I like that he approached it like that. So I think the communication is fine. I think some of the bigger picture ideas are fine. I think the adjustments and in-game tactical decisions leave a lot to be desired right now.
Okay, so the NBA is a league that you're probably not going to win now unless you have at least two stars. Is the championship star on the Bulls roster right now?
I don't think so. I think you said two, Lauri Markkanen can develop. If he's like your number two player and he develops at an all-star trajectory where he can make a couple all-star games and be an efficient 24 points per game scorer, 23 points per game scorer moving forward, I think you got your number two. I don't think the number one's here yet, in my opinion.
No, I don't think there's any chance at all that guy's on the roster. Yeah, if Lauri Markkanen fully hits what his top-end potential is, he could be the idealized version of what Kevin Love was in Cleveland, where he's the guy that, of your stars, he's your little bit lower usage guy, or at least lower in terms of just amount of time handling the ball. He helps space the floor for whoever that number one guy is, whether it's anybody in this draft or in the near future that the Bulls could try and get.
Do you see him as being anywhere close to the passer that Kevin Love was?
No. No, no.
All right, that scares me. Because he can shoot the three, 100%. And he can take guys off the dribble, and he's a good rebounder, but that element is significant.
Absolutely, yeah. And Markkanen isn't there yet. And I don't think Zach LaVine is that guy either. I still think Zach LaVine, when you look at the way he plays right now, when you insert, in theory, if the Bulls are able to get best player, I don't know how much his role makes sense in a starting lineup anymore. There's a lot of factors that'll go into that, but I still say the most ideal role on a really conference title type team would be as a sixth man.
Zach LaVine coming off your bench and lighting up a team's second unit.
Absolutely. Okay. And you know, secondary ball handler, that type of thing. Or if you haven't run that second unit for spurts, you know, being strategic about it, that could be his role. But as a secondary guy, I don't know that he's going to fit into that really well.
That guy isn't here yet. And my biggest fear, at least coming up in this offseason, is because they're going to be too good next year to be in the lottery, I think, next year. So if they don't get the guy now, this could be the roster where you're going in for the next 10 years. And if they don't get another player via free agency, which we know they have issues with, or making aggressive trades to gain a troubling star elsewhere, which we know they have issues with, this is the roster. And that guy that can win you a championship is not on this roster yet. And these guys are still young, I'll give you that. But still, by these guys' projections and by my projections on what Lauri can be, he's not the game-changing guy that wins championships. Elite special players win championships. And the Bulls shouldn't be looking at anomalies. The Detroit Pistons that one year. Anomalies are few and far in between. Champions are the elite Hall of Fame first ballot guys. Those win championships, and that guy isn't here yet.
All right, we need to take a timeout, and I'm getting sad as we talk about the Bulls. So I prefer in the next segment that we talk about the NBA overall. Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, Jamal Crawford's 50-point performance with 51 last night, and talk about what is going on with the Lakers. We're going to do that with our panel next here on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
I initially sort of dismissed this pattern, but I can't anymore. With Darvish, no matter what, it's always something.
Feels that way.
Every time he pitches, it's a thing.
And it's not always stuff under his control.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
If you want someone that is going to be on your side and understands your plight as a home buyer or a home seller, Amy Kite is the person for you. If you're tired of the drama, you don't want to wait, you want to get your house sold, Amy Kite is the person that can help you do that. Here's a story of how well Amy works. Cecilia and Bill have been trying to sell their home with other agents for a couple of years. That's frustrating. They called Amy Kite, who engaged her powerful marketing platform that generates demand. That system produced 18 showings and sold the home quickly for $365,000. Now Cecilia and Bill can finally move in. With Amy Kite, you sit down, you set a price and a deadline, and if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home, or if you would prefer to rent out your home, Amy has a property management company that can help you do that. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she's going to let you out of the contract free and clear. Work with the agent that I would work with, the person that will sell my home when I actually do sell it. And that's Amy Kite, okay? She works in 8 counties. She sells a house every 18 hours. She's a badass. Call her, 847-877-9881, or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. That's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs feel obligated to treat their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Chicagoland. Hi, this is Terry. Our franchise management and co-ownership team includes 6 former golf course managers, including our director of operations, Brad, who has a PhD in turf management. Our combined history of extreme caring for our team members and customers, along with the franchise award-winning reputation of Weedman, give you the best lawn possible. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Our customers say it best. Dawn M. says, Weedman provides fantastic service. They are prompt, courteous, and provide excellent lawn care. I highly recommend them. We've used them for 7 years. Thanks, Dawn. That's quite a testimonial. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The quality of care in Illinois nursing homes is tragically poor, and many Chicago nursing homes are among the worst in the state. Understaffing is leaving vulnerable Illinoisans neglected, malnourished, suffering from infections and bed sores, or worse. AARP needs your help to change that. Call your legislators today at 1-844-226-1190. Tell them to take action now to protect nursing home residents. That's 1-844-226-1190, because Illinois nursing home residents deserve quality care.
Mother, I'd like to make you an offer you can't refuse.
What?
I want dinner, you want dinner. These decisions, they're tough.
Uh-huh.
So I suggest we go to Wendy's, where right now, kids' meals are just $1.99 after 4 p.m.
Really?
You get dinner, and I get a kids' meal for just $1.99.
Works for me. I mean,
I'll do this thing you ask for the family.
But hurry, $1.99 kids' meals after 4 p.m. at Wendy's won't last long.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. The weather in Chicago is starting to warm up, but the rain is coming, and that means the flooded basements and the unwelcome mold and mildew and water stains. You don't want any of that, especially if you live near the Fox or Des Plaines River. Rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. When any flood disaster strikes, you know who to call. Aloha Restoration to get your bone dry in no time. Call Aloha when you call the emergency response team to secure your home and prevent further damage. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Dustin Rhodes here, executive producer Mullion Haw, and an instructor at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. If you have a passion for media and want to learn what it takes in only 8 months, call Illinois Media School Lombard now, 630-916-1700, or visit beonair.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We are very happy that you are spending your lunch hour with us, or your drive with us, or just hanging out with us here on The Score. I am Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock. The crew is in the building. Young Tony, Cody Westerlin, Rick Camp, three of the guys around here who know the most about what's going on in the NBA. We thought that we would pick their brain with the end of the Bulls last night and the playoffs getting ready to get underway on the 13th. Cody, you said something during the break about what it was like last night watching the league. What was that?
Reminded me of the final night of the regular season in 2016 when Kobe went for 60, when the Warriors won their 73rd game. Both situations, I was in the Bulls press room and at a Bulls game, the home finale, and you're just looking at it and you're like, NBA, no way, can't top that. Oh my God, what's happening now? I can't believe it. And that was basically what last night was, with Magic Johnson resigning and everything else going down with D-Wade and Dirk Nowitzki's final games as well at home.
And then you have Jamal Crawford's like, hey, here's another 51-point performance by me on my fourth different team.
On the same court as Dirk.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I went back and listened to the final call for the Suns, and Everybody was so ready to just have all the Dirk lines ready at the end of the game. So knew they're having the post game celebration and all that. But Jamal Crawford gets the layup with just under 30 seconds left. And it's like, oh, he just had 51 with his fourth team. And Dirk is retiring.
Right.
And it was just like trying to hit the balance of, we know Jamal still wants to play and he's going to keep playing. But also Dirk got 30 on the night that he's done at home.
I know this is
an interesting balance.
Going to make Tony mad, but Jamal Crawford's a Hall of Famer, right?
Three-time Sixth Man of the Year. I'm okay with that. I haven't thought deeply about it, but
it's almost like it's not a perfect analogy. Michael Redd's not though.
No, he's not.
No, not even close.
We'll see.
No, we won't.
We've seen. But I think it's similar to like a kicker punter argument for the Hall of Fame for football.
So a specialty guy.
Yeah, because that's really what Jamal Crawford is he's one of, if not the best off the bench, just microwave guys, get you a bunch of points. And he's been able to do it for so long and so consistently that I would think he'd have to be considered at least strongly.
And contributions to the game and to the culture. He has a move. He has a patent move that he has now. He has that. That's him.
And Michael Redd doesn't. So we won't belabor the point because that's one of Tony's favorite arguments. One of his favorite Thomas. Bad arguments is the whole Michael Redd thing. I'd love to know, Tony, let me start with you. When you saw the Lakers story last night, what was your reaction?
Oh, Irvin. He's Irvin forever now. I'm not using the other name.
You're talking about one of the greatest players of all time. Yeah, he's Irvin.
I can't respect that. He quits everything he's not automatically good at. Coaching, television show, this. He's just not a guy that I want to model or people should model themselves after because he just quits things when it gets tough. Like, so what? You can't tweet out congratulations or anything like that. You have a job to do. You have a job, and they entrusted you with this job, and you quit. And not only did you quit, you didn't even tell your boss that you were quitting because you was too scared to say so.
That's what so stood weak. Out to me, too. Not telling Jeannie Buss first. Like, we are in an era where, like, everything's calculated. Like, leak this to the media, leak that, think long and hard about it. And he just up and was talking to people outside the press room when Luke Walton was done and had decided at some point earlier in the day, I'm just going to resign. Let's go do this tonight. And like, I was just absolutely shocked. And then to hold like basically a 41, 45 minute press conference with the media and still not call her. And on the way out of the building, be like, I'll try to call her tonight. Like, I was just astonished. I could not stop laughing about that.
Last night, I got home to watch the press conference and I look up and I see one of my dudes, Carlo Sisu, who is a reporter for ESPN, is standing right next to Magic. So I had him on LoHo Daily, my podcast, which you can check out on radio.com. And he was telling me all about what it was like and the looks on people's faces as they realize what's happening, that Magic is stepping down and that he hasn't told Jeannie Buss and hasn't told LeBron. And it can't be. It just looks like a franchise that is an absolute shambles.
You know, when him and Rob Pelinka were brought in at first and they get LeBron, they're really doing a great job and you know, they're doing exactly what they need to do. Ever since then, it's not been good. I mean, you heard in one of the cuts that we have, you hear the shock in Rachel Nichols' voice when Magic calls her out by name, just saying, Rachel, I'm free. And she's like, you didn't tell Jeannie? And he's like, no. No, I didn't. It's unbelievable. And just, that's an organization that has leaned so much on being the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie Buss has such an interesting decision now because all they've ever done with her primarily in charge is the friends and family plan. It was her brother in charge bringing in Mitch Kupchak. It was Magic and Rob Pelinka, who was Kobe's agent. So now, are they going to become a big boy organization? And are they going to go out and try and get one of the top names out there?
Can they lure someone like R.C. Buford? Could they? Is that job still held in such high esteem that someone who is sitting in a job in the NBA would want to leave their job for the Laker job?
I don't think it is at this point. Like, if the Lakers pick up the phone and call R.C. Buford or Daryl Morey, they'd listen. I don't think they're going to L.A., though, at this point. Because there's just too much disorganization at the top. And, you know, it's an organization that needs to face reality, too, because Jeannie Buss made some comments at the Sloan MIT conference, basically saying the media is the one that created the Anthony Davis drama for the Lakers and is the reason. No, that your executives did that.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what happened. Like, you have to realize how the game's played at this level, and it doesn't seem like the Lakers brass understands that right now.
Nobody in the organization has a clue how to build an NBA team. Nobody. Nobody, not Magic. You said Genie. You said earlier in the rundown segment that you thought Genie was
the most qualified. Yes,
obviously not, because he hired Magic and let Magic do whatever he wanted, and Magic never wanted to work not one day in his life.
You are hot about this, Tony.
No, not Magic. Tony, I'm sorry, Irvin.
That doesn't mean that she still wasn't the most qualified.
It just means everybody else is that much worse. That whole organization is so incompetent. It's so incompetent.
If you're Jerry West, do you want to move down the hall?
He left.
He's got a good thing going with the Clippers. I know. I would want to see that through. Once Kawhi comes to town, probably this offseason.
A lot of draft picks there, too.
A lot of draft picks. They have a lot of their guys are on one-year deals, so they could be out the door, but they're going to have a lot of flexibility. If they can't get two elite players in free agency to bring back a lot of their guys, put Kawhi Leonard in there. I mean, they're going to make the play. They're in the playoffs already. That's incredible.
It's so weird to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it. Is being the guy in charge of LeBron James's future an attractive job anymore?
No.
Why not, Tony?
LeBron wants to play GM too much. He wants to play GM too much. And you have the guise of, you're going to have all this power if you come to the Lakers because Genie is just going to let you do whatever you want as the executive. But LeBron has the majority say-so in this situation. And I think it goes to the same thing with attracting any other superstars is, do they actually want to be the puppet used by LeBron James? None of those other superstars want to be viewed as a puppet of LeBron James. So that's why I don't think they're getting a superstar. I don't think they're going to get a competent executive. And unfortunately, I think LeBron may have made the wrong decision basketball-wise.
I've felt very strongly that he made a terrible decision to go out there. But we'll see if my guy Scoop B is right and Kevin Durant wants to be a Laker, that might change things. All right, guys, we don't have a lot of time left. So I just got to run through this quickly with you. Cody, what will be your lasting legacy for Dwayne Wade? Like, what will you remember most about him?
I will always remember how the first year in Miami didn't work out with him and LeBron James as well as they wanted, losing to the Mavs in the finals. And then Dwayne Wade reinventing himself in many ways from being the star of the Heat and then butting heads with LeBron James that first year, and then realizing that he had to turn the reins over to LeBron, and those 2 years of basketball that ensued for them was some of the most fun NBA to watch in 2012 and 13 when they won those titles, just the way they got up and down the floor, the efficient basketball. And, you know, he's had such a career, Dwayne Wade has, in those different roles that I'll probably remember most, just kind of how he gave the reins up to LeBron and they made it work. Because we see in the NBA, there are so many egos with superstars and trying to win championships and everything that goes into it off the floor, and they made it work for those few years.
I like that he embraced being a villain. LeBron didn't want to be a villain. Dwayne Wade was like, I'll be the villain. Yeah, I did it. I brought all these dudes here. Me and Pat Riley. Well, I brought them here, we're going to win some titles. And I like that he never really wavered from that. Yeah, I use the Bulls. So what? And now the Bulls are going to give me $40 million after this. Campy, Dirk Nowitzki, what's the most important thing about his career?
His impact internationally and also kind of schematically on the game. Just the fact that, hey, it's a guy from not even probably, the best European player of all time, at least to this point. And just the fact that he revolutionized the game in terms of being that 7-footer that was able to be an elite player and stand outside and make the shots. Sam Perkins did it back in the day, but Sam was just a role player, a good role player, but a role player. You were able to have the best player on your team be a 7-footer that was able to make shots and also be able to work in the mid post a little bit. He was able to post up just enough, but that impact of spacing and just giving everybody a blueprint for how to do that and showing the international game as well and just bringing that over along with being that guy that a lot of the international players look to and be like, this is the guy I have to be like, because this is the dude. This is our GOAT. of the international game, at least.
One word answer, all three of you. Can anybody beat the Warriors? Campy.
Assuming health, no.
I said one word answer. Cody.
No.
No.
Maybe. See, that's one word. You didn't have to go yes or no, Campy. You could have gone with maybe because you were leaning towards maybe.
I was, but well, it's all health. It's all health. If Steph is out, if Steph turns an ankle again like he did in his last game and is at minimum hobbled, there's a slight chance for like the Bucks and maybe the Raptors, and that's about it.
I know I'm going over time, and Tony hates this, but I just want to say at some point we need to start talking about Steph as one of the all-time greats. Like, when we start talking about that list of guys, Steph is not on that list, and I think Steph deserves to be on that list. When you're talking about two MVPs, a bunch of rings, maybe them winning four in a row, I mean, I think he deserves to be on that list. I just know the game looks a little different with the way that he plays it. So, anyway, gentlemen, I enjoy this. Let's do this again soon with the NBA playoffs coming up. I'd love to have you guys back in here to discuss some of this stuff. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
That's Cody Westerlin, Tony Gill, Rick Camp. They do a great job of covering basketball around these parts. When we come back, I want to talk baseball with you. I want to talk about the Cubs home opener and the impact it had on your psyche. I'll explain next here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the new Kona, built for adventure.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the hottest invitation in town, the anniversary sale at JCPenney. This Thursday through Sunday, find your new favorite floral dresses, maxis, and more, with select women's dresses now 40% off. Plus, come in early Saturday for your chance to get a $10, $20, or $50 coupon while supplies last. A sale like this only happens once a year. So head into JCPenney and let's celebrate. Coupon valid 4/13. Offers valid 4/11 to 4/14. Giveaway available in stores only while supplies last. Must be 18 years or older. Exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
That last segment was brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join the Big Ten West Division champion Northwestern Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Matchups include Ohio State and Iowa. Season tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, it seems that the front office of the Cubs and Madden, too, have a particular appreciation for the way that you pitch. Do you think that it would have been that way in other places?
Yeah, I don't think necessarily. You know, at the end of the day, if you get guys out, you're going to be out there. But, you know, going somewhere new, there's always that possibility of proving yourself again, which I've had to do everywhere. But, you know, I'm not concerned about that, but it does mean a lot that Joe and the rest of the front office has such faith in me and, you know, really trust just the way that I pitch and the way that I get guys out, and they're willing to give me big leverage situations. And to already have that trust established, it's a huge deal for me. And so absolutely, I wanted to reciprocate that.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talking baseball with Chris Bryant. What's your next step with, like, talking to a new hitting coach like Post is, like Anthony Iposi? Do you say, hey, here's what I found. Make sure I keep doing this. Is that something that you keep in your own head? Like, what's your dialogue with the new hitting coach like in that regard?
It's definitely something that, I mean, I like to keep a lot of the stuff in my own head because, I mean, Post is great. I tell him all about that. But sometimes I just kind of, I feel like if everybody has different thoughts about hitting, and if you feel one way about your swing and you kind of say it to someone else, maybe they don't perceive it the way you perceive it. And then it kind of just clouds your head even more. So like if I come up with the swing thought that works for me, you know, I'm not going to just go out there shout it to everybody because this works for me right now. I don't want anybody to tell me it doesn't.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon